small. We have a piece of Gemara yet before the Mishnah, so let's learn through the Gemara. We discussed already yesterday the concept of Estatis and the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So again, what was the case of Estatis? Just bear with me, right? You had one pair of eggs that said Reuven killed Shimon. Pair number two said Imanu Yisav. Pair number three said Reuven killed Shimon. And pair number four again said, no, not pair number four. Pair number two repeated their claim of Imanu Yisav. So which pair are the Estatis? Pair number two are the Estatis. That's the way we're learning so far. So Gemara is Estatis Yisav, which the second pair are liars. Why do you kill the first cat? It says in the Mishnah Rishayna, only the first cat, that's cat number one, gets Misa. Why did I get Misa? No, it doesn't mean they're supposed to get Misa. It means they already got Misa. Because nobody knew it was in a status. Cat number two came, and they were mounting cat number one. Nobody knew to be suspicious of cat number two. The cat number one already got Misa. So now, when cat number three comes along, we realize it's in a status, it's too late. The fact the Gemara, my Dehava Hava, the Mishnah doesn't have to tell us that they're dead. Of course they're dead. Ela Amar Rav Achikam. Im Eina Ela Kat Achas Nereges. You could say, Eina Rav. It means, if cat number two is only Maz and cat number one, then they get Misa, there's no status. If they're Maz and two Kitim or more, then they do get it. Like the Gemara, Bovad Kamer, that can't be Pshat Mishnah. Mishnah says, Kat Mishnah Bovad, which is Mashmah, that there are already more than one, there's more than one Kat. The Gemara ends up, Kasha. So according to the Maskana, what's Taichin the Mishnah? When the Mishnah says, Estatis Yisav, Ve'ena Neher Eges, Ela Kat Mishnah Bovad, Ena Neher Eges, Ela Kat Mishnah Bovad, what's Taich? You have to teach Mishnayis to your learning group in the summer. You have to teach them this Mishnah. So you teach them, Yehuda says, Estatis Yisav. And you only kill the first pair. How do you explain that? What? But you didn't look at it as a custom. Gemara didn't say it's a custom. It says kasha. We don't know Pshat. We don't know what it means.
This is a bad decision, Pshat. Does that apply to you?
Maybe. I mean, kasha seems to be, we don't know pshat. Seems to be in the maskana, we don't know. It might be bubad, it might be dafka, it might be made hava hava, it might be a third pshat. Gemara couldn't come up with a pshat. That's what sounds like. So, if you open up the Mishnayis and you look in the Mishnayis, what you should find is that the Mishnah is shvet. Parsha Mishnah should say that this last, that we're not sure what the pshat is in these last six words. Maybe if I was teaching a group, I would tell them Rabbah's pshat and say it's shver. It doesn't say well, why does it say bavad? But the ma'aseh, we don't know for sure pshat in the maskana. That's what you should find in a Mishnah. We will see in a few minutes a possible pshat. I mean, how can I argue with the Gemara? The rest is kasha, but we'll see. Oh, we know already the sheet is there. Estatis Yisav. Just those words. Yeah. Just the Russian and everybody. Yeah. Let's see the next Gemara and then we'll see to come out. Hey, it's a story of a lady. That's Yisadi. She brought witnesses. What did the witnesses say? What did the witnesses say? What? Yeah, we don't know what they're fighting about. So we don't know. The Gemara doesn't say what they were talking about. She had some kind of din tirus, and she had witnesses who said, who supported her. Bishtaker. And we found that those witnesses were lying. How do we find they were lying? So Rashi says they contradicted each other. Therefore, they were thrown out of bed. So she brought a pair of eidim, they were lying. Aisi Sadi, Bishtaker. She brought a second pair, also lying. Ozla Aisi Sadi Achrini, the Leishtaker. Finally, third time around, she got good liars. Well, we don't know who she got. She brought two people that didn't contradict each other. Amrei Shlokish, oh, look at Zuh. What kind of, we can't accept a lady who brings a bunch of false witnesses. Amrei Rabbi Laza, he holds the car, she's a liar. Okay, you saw me holds the car. This pair of witnesses, who says that they're liars? So therefore, Rabbi Elazar argued, he said, we shouldn't believe these ladies. Zimnim habiyasi kamei d'Rabbi Yechanan. Same story happened again. Osakiyah ma'isla kamayu. Amr Shlokish was a kazoo. Shlokish said, she's a liar. Amr Rabbi Yechanan. Hukzadu kai, you saw me, who's a kazoo? So Rabbi Yechanan said the same thing that Rabbi Elazar said. So hada chardi of Rabbi Elazar bishus. What does that mean? Shlokish. Pishas has to mean a dirty look, right? He looked at Avalaza in an accusing way. Amalai, Shamat, you live by Nafcha. You heard that from your Rebbe. The way Amit Li Mishmei, from our Rebbe, Lai Mishmei, why didn't you tell me this name? But this is the end of the story. Now, it's not likely Rish Lakish backed down. It seems to be, the Gemara assumes it's a Machlaikis, Rish Lakish against Rebbe and Rabbi Elazar. Now, is this similar to the case of our Mishnah? Is this story similar to our Mishnah's case? Obviously, there's some similarity, but what? It's not Hazama. But Megabe, this circumstantial evidence that they're lying. Is this better or worse than our Mishnah's case? The Gemara compares it. The next line. Now, is that a good comparison?
In both cases,
also in the comparison. In both cases, you will fall say this, but there's one major difference in two cases. There's a major difference between the two cases, besides the Gemara's Teretz. The Ramban asks that, and I think the Ritva says it, but Kavanah Tarif, they ask that this is not the same as our Mishnah. In here, we have reason to suspect the third pair of Edom are liars, because the lady bringing them, we know for certain, lied before. The person who's accused, I'm talking about Rish Lakish, the person who's accused, who Rish Lakish is accusing, is someone we know brought false witnesses. The accused party is someone we know did something wrong. In our Mishnah, who's the accused party? Edom number one. Peer number two. Do we know that peer number two ever lied? No. You know for certain that they ever lied. Just that peer number two will mazen cot number one, will mazen cot number three, will mazen cot number four. So therefore we suspect them. But it's not the same. Our Mishnah is not the same. In our Mishnah, the Chachamim say, we believe cot number two. That's because we never caught them lying. It's not the same as Rish Lakish, who said that when we know this lady, we already know for certain she brought witnesses who we assume are liars. In that case, Rish Lakish is accusing. It's not the same as our Mishnah.
She's a liar, or she thinks they know.
The truth is, we never know for sure. But Rish Lakish is accusing her, assumes that she's a liar. Because here we have a reason to assume, because she was already caught once. Now you might say it was a mistake, but she certainly brought people that whose aides didn't stand up in bed. Not the same as our Mishnah, where cot number two, they never caught. They're doing something very suspicious, but they were never caught. That's true. But you can't force me to concede a comparison between Rish Lakish and our Mishnah. Because Rish Lakish has a greater reason for accusing when there's a known liar. And you can't compare that to our Mishnah where there's no known liar. How could you say that Rish Lakish doesn't stand with the Rabbanim? Rish Lakish will say, no, the Rabbanim are fine. The Rabbanim are talking in a case where we don't know for sure these people have a lie, so we don't accuse them being assassins. In my case, this lady we know is a lie. Now Rish Lakish doesn't have to prove that it's different than the Mishnah. He could just say, you can't claim that I'm saying the same thing as the Mishnah. So this is the kasha that the Rishonim ask. And for that reason, the Rambam and the Rif suggest a totally different pshat in our Mishnah. Okay, the case is exactly the same case, but a different pshat. Or it's almost the same, but a different pshat. Cot number one said, Reuven killed Shimon. Cot number two said, Yimanu Yisrael. Count number three said, Reuven killed Shimon. And then they were Muslim. Whether they were Muslim by count number two or count number four, it's irrelevant according to this chart. According to the Rif and Rambam's chart, Estatis is not that we accuse number two of being Estatis. We accuse count number one and three of being an Estatis. Why? Because there's somebody here, count number one said Reuven killed Shimon, and they were liars. So now count number three walks in, says Reuven killed Shimon. And count number four walks in, says Reuven killed Shimon. If I cared, we're suspicious that there's a conspiracy to get Reuven. That people are out to nail Reuven. Because you see one pair of eggs that says Reuven killed Shimon, then who's them? Then number three comes, says Reuven killed Shimon. Some fishing going on. And then count number four or five comes and say Reuven killed Shimon. Everyone's saying Reuven killed Shimon. There's something going on here. Because they're hoping to get away with it. They don't know they're going to be Muslim. They assume they won't be Muslim, otherwise they wouldn't come. Every force of this what? I hear what you're saying, but the point is, it's the same as Rish Lakish's story. It's exactly, with this Rif and Rambam strat, it's exactly like Rish Lakish. In Rish Lakish's story, witnesses came, we found they're false. So when other witnesses said the same exact thing, we say, oh, the lady's bringing false witnesses. Now it's exactly the same as our Mishnah. It's in our Mishnah also. One pier says Reuven killed Shimon. Another pier says Reuven killed Shimon. Another pier says, and one or two of Zichah falls. Now we're accusing that there's somebody behind this. Matthew's been waiting for a while. Yeah. No, they were in one place on one bus with 30 people. Well, it was a big bus. They were wherever they were. They saw 100 people.
It's not more likely that people saying that the 10 different guys coming in and saying that we're going to show Timothy are more likely to not be conspiracy than the two guys being protecting Ruben and saying that we're going to not show him by saying, you know what?
I disagree with you. I think that it's more suspicious once you have two witnesses say something and they're liars. And if they're proven liars, another two come and say the same thing. They're proven liars. Hazama is proven liars. The Torah tells us, there's certainly the second day, not the first.
The Torah knows the possibility that
true. When you're working within the rules, there's greater suspicion of the first day than the second. What?
I would say
there's no strength in numbers because two people could be miles of 100. If 100 people say Reuven killed Shimon together, two eggs say all 100 you were with us, there's no machlokes. But if they say 100 were with us, they still believe. Even two against 100.
What's stopping
them from saying what it says later?
What's stopping them from saying
nothing's stopping them.
Right, so
we believe two witnesses. What are we going to do? If we once found them liars, we start suspecting his status. But we never found them to be lying, we believe them. What? Because the Ramban's whole, the Rif, the Ramban, the Rif, and the Ramban's whole, the whole point is that you only say a status where you know someone lying. If you don't know that someone ever lied, so why should you say to anyone else? What? First, count number one and count number three. Good.
Why
doesn't it lady? What? Just like the case of the lady, because just like by the lady, she bought one pair, they were caught lying. Then she bought another pair, caught lying. Bought another pair, caught lying. So we accuse her of being a stampist. Same thing in our Mishnah. Two Adam said we'll make children, they caught lying. Two more said we'll make children, they caught lying. Two more said we'll make children, they caught lying. We say a stampist on the people that were caught lying. That's the same with Inkel Shimon. Exactly the same. So one thing. So if this is Pshat, now we have a new Pshat in the Mishnah. So now, why doesn't cat number three get Nisa? Why doesn't cat number three get killed? If now we're saying we believe cat number two, and we're chayshish cat number three of being liars. So cat number three said, we're Inkel Shimon. And they're Muslim. Why don't they get Nisa? What's the answer? Because Bezdin would have never accepted them. As soon as cat number three walked in and said, Reuven Kilchimen, we say, one minute, we're not going to believe anybody else that says Reuven Kilchimen, because there's some fishy going on. Right. And one pair lied and said Reuven Kilchimen, and now somebody else is saying it. So we're immediately going to be accusing cat number three. We'll never really accept that sack. And therefore, they'll never get Hazam. Cat number one will get Hazam. Because cat number one, when they came in, we did believe them. We did pass the din up here. So cat number one gets Nisa. So now, one minute, so now, Pshat in the Mishnah is very good. Now, if you're teaching Mishnayos to your learning group, we have to write a Pirush on Mishnayos. So now, you should pick the Rambam's Pshat. You take the Rambam's Pshat, and you write it in the Mishnah. If you look in the Mishnayos, some of the Mepharshim Mishnayos do this, the Rav brings down this Pshat. He says, Ein Nereg al Kat Rishon Bovad. Why? Because the Kat Rishon, they're tackle liars. And when we're mazim them, they get Nisa. Kat Shlishi, when they come in, we say the status is new. We never accept them. And therefore, Kat Shlishi is not going to get Nisa, because we never would have really accepted them. A whole new Pshat. Now, Isaac Amara said Kasha. So we have to say that after the Kasha, the Gemara brings down this story. And by bringing down this Maisa and this Dinyan, the Gemara is making the point that there's a new Pshat in the Mishnah. That there's a new Mahalach in the Mishnah. And that this Mahalach in the Mishnah will now answer the previous Kasha. If you go with this Pshat, then what the Gemara said Kasha will be answered. What? Because originally the Gemara had went with the other Pshat in the Mishnah. It's a kasha. Then the Gemara brings Rish Lakish of Yechidah, and now it says, "Let us say that maybe our Mishnah's case is a case like Rish Lakish of Yechidah." Why is it more mistaken to be chesed first and third than second? Because the second pair, we don't know they were ever lying. They were never put lying. Why should I accuse them? They're saying something which is a chiddush, but Adam could say things that are a chiddush. Anytime Adam say Reuven killed Shimon, it's a chiddush. Adam not believe to say things that are a chiddush. But Shein came to say Reuven killed Shimon, there's something suspicious. We already know, we know there are people lying. Once we know people are lying that Reuven killed Shimon, we suspect that someone's out to get them.
Sometimes when
the answer is that Adam could say things that are fantastic, are outlandish. They can say it until we catch somebody lying. Once we catch somebody lying on this, we suspect, like Rish Lakish, according to Rish Lakish, not according to Chachamim, but according to Rish Lakish, we suspect that there's someone behind this. There's a contract out of this guy, and somebody's doing this. I mean, what are the odds that two people are going to lie, Reuven killed Shimon, and then two people are going to tell the truth and Reuven killed Shimon? Like, the odds, if someone tried to frame him, so then that means there's something going on here. There's somebody out to get Shimon, out to get Reuven. If there's someone out to get him, then we suspect it's not. You see, I can't prove you wrong because the Arishayim will learn the way you learn. But this is an alternative pshat. This pshat suggests that we're only chayshish for a status only when we catch liars. If you don't catch liars, we're not chayshish for a status. That's what this pshat is suggesting. What's the difference if it's Hazama or it's Shakranim? Either way. According to the Chachamim, they were mazim. The Chacham Dolchayah, they're chayshish for a status. According to Rabbi Yehuda, though, Rabbi Yehuda comes along, he says, we're chayshish for a status. And therefore, it's not a Hazama of the second pair. But the Chachamim, Takla, we're not chayshish for a status. This is all an explanation of Rabbi Yehuda, who says his status is him. You could ask him, Rabbi Yehuda, that's like, he should have explained himself better, which is what the Shem Mishnah gets into. But the Pshat itself is the Pshat.
Yes, it would be
Kat Beis, Kat Dalet, and certainly we wouldn't be Chayshish Beis and Dalet to be established.
Why not?
None of them were ever caught lying. Yabedim and Edim and Edim, and nobody was ever caught lying. The whole point of this chat is that what Chayshish was about is only like Rishlokish's case, that someone was caught being a shepherd. In a Chashi chat, there's a reason to say they still contradicted each other. There's a reason to say the shepherd. It has to be similar to Rishlokish's case. Now the Rib goes with this chat, at least in the Havamin of the Gemara. It's not clear from the Rib that he goes with this way in the Maskana, but the Rambam does go with this in the Maskana. And as I said to you before, the Mefarshei Mishnah is the Rabbi and the Taisus Yadav bring down this pshat as a way of explaining the end of the Mishnah, even with the Amaskan. It shouldn't end up kosher.
What's the smallest
that's the next question. And let me just finish the Gemara and I'll answer that. Leimer Rishlakish Tamak Rav Yudav Yechon Tamak Rabbanan Amalach HaRishlakish Anad Yami Vachatul Rabbanan Atam Laikami Rabbanan Here there's a lady going around getting them. There in our Mishnah, even according to the Rabbah's chat, we don't have a person bringing them. We just have two Adam said Ruben killed Shimon. And two other ones came. There's no, we don't know of a person behind it. Rabbi Yechon Damalach, Adah Dami Yafil Rabbi Yehuda, Adkam Rabbi Yehoshan Dami Nasa Kubi Amukai, Gabi Hani Avakai. Our Mishnah, it's every Adam they say becomes more and more incredible. He was, all of them were with him. Abul Hacha, Hani Yadim Sadusa, and Yadim Sadusa. The fact that the first pair were lying has nothing to do with the second pair. That's the Gemara's Chiddush. Now, according to the Maskana, now we pass like the Chachamim, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, how many times do you need to bring to cause a status? In other words, one time, two times, three times. How many pairs of Edim have to be caught lying in order to say a status according to Rabbi Yehuda? The Ritva says that this should be Tali in the Machlaikis in Yavamis, Samach Dalit, I think, where there's an argument about Chazaka. If Chazaka is two times, Rabbi holds it two times, and Rabbanu holds three times, like Sharamud. Machlaikis become a Sharamud after two or after three. Or Mesu Echav Machmas Mila. Somebody has one baby died by a bris, second baby died by a bris. You do a bris in the third. So Rebbe holds it to two times, it's a chazaka. And Rabbanu holds it to three times, it's a chazaka. So it's a machlokes. Ritva says that our sugya should be tali in that sugya, and it should depend on either two times or three times that you need in order to make the chashash start. So according to the Rishayim, according to the Rambam, it is pshat in our Mishnah. It says, "Oh, ena neheret ela kat rishayim bilvad." That means the first cat, we didn't say a status, they get done. The second cat, again according to the Rambam's pshat, when the second cat said Reuven killed Shimon, we're already chayshish for a status. But that's if they're only once. Chazak is at the very least twice. So why if the one, according to the Rambam Pshat in our Mishnah, this new Pshat that we're introducing today, if the one time you catch Shakranim, the second time you already say, oh, it's not the season. So the Ritva if this as a kasha this Pshat.
That's what he said.
So if someone was lying, if once people lied within Kil Shimon, why the second time I'm ready Chayshish for a status? Hazaki Hosakazu.
That
means the second one's caught.
Right.
That means the first two kittim should get
Nisa. No, after the second one, once the second one comes, then the first one already
the
killed.
The second one wasn't caught lying.
The second one was killed. The second one was caught lying.
No, but and before the second one was caught lying, we accept their Aedis. Now when we're mazim them, they should get Nisa. If when they came, we accepted their Aedis, so when we're mazim them, it should be Ein and Erig and attach the Shnei kittim of that. This is the Ritva's Kasha. He says, Ulai, the Shash Nisa, we do it even once. Which is, what? Right? One second, which is not such a good tarot, because some of those cases in Yavamis are also Nisa. They say, Nisa, Mila, that's also Nisa. But this is what? Right?
What may happen,
it's
not going to kill.
And going to do a bris milah on an 8-day-old baby after his brother died, not bris milah.
Maybe
He's making the schiller.
But you don't know whether he died because of just a genetic predisposition to die from Milo, or he died because of just from coincidence.
So here also.
We've established that this is the reason why he died from Milo.
But here the same thing.
But you know for sure the first day was lying.
But you don't know if the first day they were lying because Reuven didn't kill Shimon, or if the first day they were lying because Reuven did kill Shimon, they were lying anyway. So we know they're lying, we killed him.
But
the second
pair,
the second question is, when the second character is Reuven killed Shimon, should Reuven get Nisa because of that? Same stuff. Maybe deserves Nisa, maybe doesn't.
Yeah.
Idea. That's not such a strong idea. Maybe you're right. The Ritva makes the Hanukkah that it should depend on rules of Chazaka, and the Meili has a kasha. So maybe it shouldn't depend on rules of Chazaka. Maybe Rosh Lakish's case might have tried a kafai was 3 times, but it would have been even with 1 time. Maybe. I'm not going to manage Lakish. Just tell you the way to respond.
Going to Ram Shandra, obviously, means that all those when he
killed women,
and
he killed
him.
The whole world.
Well,
a Kuliyami, new people. A new people, to Kuliyami, a new people, the Cheskes Shachranim. Just as this lady brings false witnesses, these two new people walk in, they're the Cheskes Kashrus. Kuliyami is the two new witnesses. Okay, that's the end of the Sugya of the Status, which is an exciting Sugya for itself. The main thing about the Sugya definitely should be the idea of paskening up the undine, which we discussed yesterday. We're going to do Chazara. I'm going to try. I have to remember to write up a sheet. In every sugya, you have to work on pshat, and you have to work on the yisoid of the sugya. The yisoid of the sugya, the status, is this issue. Whether you can pasken a din based on an undine. What we called yesterday yudia, opposed to ria, and certainly the main nekuda of the sugya. Next sugya is the sugya of Kasha Zaman v'lai Kasha Asa. The words Kasha Zaman v'lai Kasha Asa are words, are probably one of the most famous Gemaras that don't say, it doesn't say anywhere. There's no Gemara in Shas, Kasha Zaman v'lai Kasha Asa. But it's a famous Gemara. Everyone knows the Gemara, right? Kasha Zaman v'lai Kasha Asa. Where left the Bakar of that expression, Kasha Zaman v'lai Kasha Asa, it's Rashi on Beis Amid Beis, use that expression, and Rashi Chumash, which is probably what makes it more famous. Rashi Chumash says, Kasha Zama v'lai Kasha Asa. So we're going to discuss that. Well, let's see the Mishnah. And we'll, the rule of Kasha Zama v'lai Kasha Asa is a true rule. But the expression is Rashi's expression. We'll see if everyone holds it. But the Mishnah. Our Mishnah teaches us 2 halachas. Halacha number 1. Eitim Saimim men don't get Nisa. Unless they fooled Bezdin so much that Bezdin passed. Bezdin didn't pass an Al-Tiyam, no Misa. Shavei Tzedukim, Aimrim, the Tzedukim had a hard time with this. He said, Ashi Yaharei, Shneme Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. The Zaynim would only get Misa if they actually kill. Amulam Chachamim, though. Halak Barnemar, Basisham Lai, Kashazam Amasei Slachim, Ariyachat Kaim. No, it says, Kashazomam lasais la'afi bariyachat kain. There's a new deal. That the Zaynanin have to become Zaynanin. It can't be too late. When it's too late, after what? If the Misa was given to the Narag. And it can't be too early. What's too early? Before Gemara Din. Everyone follow? That's two separate demon? Right? Two separate halachas. One halacha that if you mazim them very early, before the Gemara Din, they're not Zaynanin. And one halacha that if you mazim them very late, if the Baal Dover got Nisa already, there's no Zayrin either. There's just that window between Gemar Din and Nisa. Not a lot of time. Between the Gemar Din and the Nisa, which is when you can be mazim them and make them better. So how do we know these two dinim? The din of that if they come too early, it's, how do you know that? If they come too early, it's not Zayrin. So we don't know yet which pasuk. The Mishnah brings it now. Came bama nema nefesh tachas nefesh, yachol mishah shekib leidus in yargu, tamalema nefesh tachas nefesh, in another my chig mardin. So two psukim. So, again, two dinim. If they come too early, which means too, how, what's too early? Before gemardin, then they don't become zayim. Which pasuk do you know that from? pasuk, nefesh tachas nefesh. They come too early before Gemara Din, there's no parsha of Zayman. If the Zayman come and the Mazimim say, Manuel Yisim, before the Gemara Din, we know that from where? Nefesh tachas nefesh. That's for sure. If they come too late, they come after Misa, how do we know that if the Zaynimin gave Misa to the Nidam, how do we know the Zaynimin don't get the punishment of Kasha Zaman? That's the answer to that. You're saying one teretz, and you're saying a different teretz. What? So either you learn it out of Achiv. How do you see from Achiv? The word Achiv implies he's alive. Okay, now that is, that's one pshat, maybe that's the most special pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kashazam las is lach of Ari Achiv Kain. And the Rambam in the Persian Mishnah says that this is a pshat. That Achiv implies he's alive. I don't want to say it's the Rambam, it seems to be the Mishnah. Right? Achiv, his brother's alive. There's a kasha. What? Rashi in the Mishnah also says it. So that's one pshat, that the word Achiv means he's alive. Now the Ritva doesn't like this pshat. Does Achiv always mean he's alive? Huh? You think of a pasuk in the Torah where it says Achiv? Bayibum, Lahakim, Lahakim, Shem Yisrael. Ritva says, it says Bayibum, Lahakim, Lahakim, Shem. So there, so the Ritva says, you see, Achiv could mean dead. Your dead brother is also your brother. So therefore, the Ritva has a nupsha. Ritva says no. We learn it out of kasha zaman, but by kasha asa. That we learn it out of the word kasha zaman. The word kasha zaman implies only if they try to do it, and it's a miyut, but by kasha asa. And when the Mishnah says hariyachet kayin, it's after the milsa, it's not dark. Whatever that means. But it has to be kasha zaman las is lach of ariyach of kai. But it's kasha zaman, not kasha asa. That's the Ritva's pshat. What? Good, I'm going to get to that. Good, very good. Good afternoon. Okay. So this is the Ritva's pshat, and maybe this is Rashi and Chumash, who goes with kasha zaman like kasha asa. So we have two pshat in the limud. Now I should mention under Ritva's kasha, on the Rambam, Achiv, that Achiv could mean dead, because you see by Yibum. So there's a nice teretz in the Kilas Yitzchak on Parsha Shoftim, which I think the Palm, I believe, said once in the Shmuz. He says a very nice teretz. He says the word Achiv has two connotations. Achiv could mean a blood relative, a brother, a sibling, is Achiv. And Achiv could mean someone like you. Kashazam Amashis L'Achiv doesn't mean his brother. What does Achiv mean? It means someone is like me. He's my brother. Another Jew is called Achiv. All Jews are brothers. So another Jew is called my brother. Well, why is he called my brother? He's not my brother. But being that we're similar, we're called Achiv. When someone is dead, if he's a blood brother, he's my brother because we have the same parent. And he's still my Achiv. If he's my brother because he's my blood relative, he's still my brother. If he's not my blood relative, I'm only calling him Achiv because he's similar to me. So someone dead is not similar to me. I'm alive. And he's dead. So if the word Achiv comes from being similar, then dead people are not called Achiv. If the word Achiv comes because we have the same parents, then it's... So by Yibum, where it says Lahakim Shem Lahakim, it means a blood brother, same father. So he could be dead, he's still called Achiv. Aviv is still called Aviv if he's not alive, and Benay is called Benay even if he's not alive. Because a son is a son, a father is a father, a son is a brother. Only when Achiv is used in the borrowed way, it means someone similar to me, then it has to be that he's alive. It's a very Gishmaka, very logical uptime. On Kapanim, we have two Shatim in the Xeris HaKasim. Either we learn it out of Kashazam Ulai Kasha Asa, or we learn it out of or we learn it out of Akiv Chayim, Nafkamina, Lechaira, Nafkamina would be what happens if two Eidim say Ruvi killed Shimon. Two Eidim say Ruvi killed Shimon, and Bezdin passes. And before Bezdin kills Ruvi, Bezdin doesn't kill Ruvi. Ruvi has a heart attack and he dies. He's standing in Bezdin. He hears Bezdin passes, he's Chayav Misa. He has a heart attack on the spot and he dies. It's one way of getting out of Misa Bezdin. No! I'm sorry, he got a heart attack because he heard he won the lottery and he had a heart attack. I don't mean Dr. Howard. He died, he had a heart attack and he died. And then, with Mazdim, the first pair of Eidim. Now think for a minute. Again, the Eidim said, Ruvi killed Shimon. And then, Bezdin passed and upheaved him. But Bezdin never killed Ruvi. Ruvi died on his own. He went and he did it himself, he died. Now, the Mazdim, the first pair of Eidim. Do these Eidim get Misa? Let's figure it out. If the Biyot is Kasha Zaman Velay Kasha Asa, what happened with these Eidim? It was Taka Kasha Zaman Velay Kasha Asa. And they would get Misa. For Zaman, they tried to give him Misa Bezdin, Velay Kasha Asa. They never did it. So they all like the Ritva, that it's a Joshua Kasha Zaman Velay Kasha Asa. If he dies on his own, then he'll get Misa. If you hold like the Rambam that you need Achiv Kayin, that at the time of a Zami you need the person to be alive, he's not alive. He's not alive. So if he's not alive, there won't be the Zayim and won't get Nisa. That's the Pashas Nafkamina. Some sites that says it's Nafkamina among others. I think the Gilyam Rasha in the back reads it also. Paris Yosef, I think, in the back as well. That's one Nafkamina. Now, there's a second Nafkamina, which we'll get to in a minute. First, you have to know an important Machlaikis Rishayinim on Kasha Zama and Vilay Kasha Asa. There are actually three Shitas in Rishayinim when you say Kasha Zama and Vilay Kasha Asa. Now, you have to just realize Eidim Zaynanin get Kasha Zama. What type of punishment could you give with Kasha Zaman? I mentioned to you the other day, there are three types of Einshim that could boomerang back onto the Eidim Zaytan. Either Misa, or Malkus, or Mammon. Mammon could be Knas or Mammon, but basically it's Misa, Malkus, and Mammon. Those are the three types of situations that Zaynanin could get. If they said Eidim's about Misa, they get Misa. If they said about Malkus, they get Malkus. If they said Eidim's about Mammon, they get Mammon. Now really there's a fourth group, and Grusha Bechalutza, I'm not going to talk about that for today. Talk about these three. Okay? Misa, Malkus, and Mammon. The Shita of Tysis, Dibra Maslo Chayde Malkus, Tysis' Shita is that the Xeris HaKasav of Kasha Zaman will like Kasha Asa, applies to all three. In all three cases, all cases of Zaymanin, if Bethan actually carried out the punishment, if they gave Misa, if they gave Malkus, if they made him pay Mammon, they can sign him in, don't get a dinner sign. That's Shita Taisis here in Bar Malkus, that they had the maybe that's a push shot, I mean, if you learn the Mishnah. By Zaynim, we say Kashazam, by Kashaz. The second Shita is Shita Taisis in Baba Kama, that's Dalit on the day. Taisus and Baba Kama hold that by Mammon there's no Gezeres HaKasav of Kasha Zama Velay Kasha Asa. Why? Because Mammon is Efshu B'Chazara. It's never Kasha Asa. Once Bezdin gave Misa, he can't take it back. Once Bezdin gave Malkus, he can't take it back. But when Bezdin took away someone's money, that's not called Kasha Asa. Later on, if Bezdin will find out that they made a mistake, so they'll give him the money back. So that's not Kasha Asa. You follow? So according to Shita of Taisus and Baba Kama, the din of Kasha Zama like Kasha Asa applies only to Misa and Malkus. But by Mammon, even if Kasha Asa, even if Bezdin did it, you still could have Zaynanin. There's no problem having Zaynanin. No question, no about Kasha Asa. That's the Shita of Taisus and Baba Kama. And both of these two Shitas, the first don't have a hard time with each one, and it doesn't start with them. The Mechudish Dika Shita is the third Shita, which seems to be in a lot of times, or the Rambam Shita, the Mechudish Dika Shita. The Rambam holds that Kasha Zama and Vilei Kasha Asa is only by Nisa, and that's it. Only by Nisa. If Bezdin gave Nisa, we're not ma'anish the Zaymanim. But if it was Mamin or Malkis, then there's no Miyas of Kasha Zama by Kasha Asa. This is the Rambam Shita. Okay? You got the three Shitas? When you say Kasha Zama like Kasha Asa, again, Taisus holds always, Taisus Baba Kama holds only Malkis and Nisa. Our mission doesn't apply to Mamin. And Taisus, and Rambam Shita, is that applies only to Misa, which is the case of our Mishnah. Hargu Einer Ragin. But Malkus, if Bezdin gave Malkus up here and Zaynin, and then you mazim them, you still are going to give Malkus to the Zaynin. Okay. What?
Even though the original is already
gone. That's the Rambam Shita. The question is, why? Why should it be that? Why, like the Rambam, should we say it only applies to Misa and not to Malkus and Malkus? Then we're going to learn when the Gemara says Chayv and Malkus Minayim, we have Rashi's Pshat and Ben Chananel's Pshat, and we're going to be Taylor Taka this way from the Gemara. Okay. And therefore, right, so the most, I shouldn't say most Gishmak, but the easiest Pshat, sharp Pshat, is the Pnei Yeshua and the Marut Chiyas. Both say very simple. The Rambam Shita is that we learn out of the word Achiv. Hari Achiv Kayim. Achiv means he's alive. So if the Miyot is from the word Achiv, Hari Achiv Kayim, so we're only Mamayat when he's dead. If he got Malkus, he's still alive, so he can still do Kasha Zama. The Miyot is only Achiv, Hari Achiv Kayim. It's only Mamayat, somebody is dead. So the Rambam, the Shitasai holds, it's a miyot of Achiv, so it's only Mamayat Achiv Kayim. The Ritva, and the other Rishayim, who will dash in Kasha Zama Velei Kasha Asa, it's a miyot of the word Kasha Zama Velei Kasha Asa, so they will hold that it applies to Malkus too, because it's a miyot of Kasha Zama Velei Kasha Asa. But the Rambam holds that the whole limud is from Achiv, the Hari Achiv Kayim, so then it's only Mamayat, a dead person, which is Nisa, not Mamayim Malkus. So the Peshu's Pshat, I think, is the most glad and satisfying Pshat. There are many, many Pshatim in the Rambam. The Rav Chaim, I mentioned to you in the past, that Malkus is only when it's done up he did. Otherwise, it's not Malkus. I spoke to you by Richas, that his sheep is. Malkus is, but best is the did Malkus is Malkus. He's also coming to explain this Rambam. Rav Chaim says that by Malkus, it's never Kasha Asa. Because Kasha Asa means you gave the Malkus. Malkus is a Maisa Bezdin known as Malkus. When Bezdin is forced into hitting someone, Rav Chaim says that's Klep, that's Hakar. That's not Malkus. Because it wasn't a Maisa Bezdin of Malkus, it was a Toz. So there's no Kasha Zama, but by Kasha Asa, Malkus. Because Malkus is not shy of the whole parish. That was Rav Chaim's
Pshat.
What? Well, Mammon anyway is after Makazara, so like we never had a problem with Mammon. You know what I mean? A Knas you could say, but like, you know, Mammon is not so Pshat. But anyway, that's Rav Chaim's Pshat. There's one other Pshat in the Rambam which is very, very important because it touches on the inside, and that is the Michasim's Pshat. The Markevich HaMishnah says the same thing. In the Cheskidach is Mitzvah Tuf Kuf Chav Dalim. And in the Numa Cheskidach is Tuf Katan Dalim. He actually says two pshatim, but we're going to go with the one he's married, the second pshatim. He has a very interesting pshat, and the Rambam, a whole new way of looking at it. A whole new way of looking at our Mishnah. Zatim Michas Chinuch. The Rambam really holds like Tosfos. That Kasha Zaman, V'loi Kasha Asa applies Saita Misa and Saita Malchus. Themselves get Malchus. Perish a Rambam. Even Zayman, who was successful in giving someone Malchus, they themselves get Malchus. Zatim Michas Chinuch. You know why they get Malchus? Not because they tried to give him Malchus. That's Kasha Zaman by Kasha Asa. So we already learned on that day. Let's say you say Edis on a Ben Gurusha, that he's a Ben Gurusha Ben Chalutza. And we'll mazim the Edim. What happens to the Edim? Edim say Edis on a Ben Gurusha Ben Chalutza. And we'll mazim them. What happens to them? They get Malchus. Same thing if Edim say Edis about that he's a Chayav Galus and they're Muslim. They get Malchus. Why do they get Malchus? Any time you can't do Kasha Zaman, you get Malchus. When we learned the Mishnah, I told you, it's Lav Dafka, these two cases, and Lav Dafka, even the four cases of the Gemara. Even if two Edom come and they say this on the new moon, they say we saw the new moon, and we're mazim them. So they also get Malchus. Any time Edom Zaman can't get Kasha Zaman, they get Malchus. That's the Mishnah that day. The Meila Zakta Mechas Chinuch, very geschmack. When two Edim come into Bezdin and they succeed, Kasha Asa, they give someone Malchus. So there's no Kasha Zaman on them. Like Kasha Zaman, like Kasha Asa. But guess what? They get Malchus because of Leisana Bereich HaEchaken. Just like Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza and Galus and Edis HaKiddush HaKiddush. Anybody who can't get Kasha Zaman gets Malchus. Zok the Mechas Chinuch, that's pshat in the Rambam. You know why the Rambam says he gets Malchus? For a different reason, because they were ever on the lab, by Sadeh B'chav Reyach HaEit Shaker, they were on the lab of saying false Eidus in Bezden, which by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza gets Malchus. So Memela, these people who said Eidus about someone, and they were successful, Kasha Asa, so they also get Malchus. Why? Because he can't do Kasha Zaman. Because they didn't get, because there's over like Kasha Asa. So the Meila, you give them Malchus. Wow. Kasha. So according to this, Michas Chinuch Chiddush, in Chinami, will be an Afkamina now. If Hargu, if they said, hey, there's someone's Chayav Nisa, and they were successful in getting the person Nisa, so then they'll get Malchus. It's a Chiddush, it doesn't say. But it's Pashit that way. Pashit is the same as Ben Grusha, the same as any other Eidim. Any Eidim Rambam says the rule, whenever you can't do Kasha Zaman, you give him Malchus. So if they were successful in giving someone Nisa, now this is a Nafkamina between the Michas Chinuch Pshat and all the others. So the Michas Chinuch is Mechadish. And this Chiddush says in many, Rabbi Kiveiga says it, and the Nesivis, that if you did Kasha Asa of Nisa, even though you don't get Nisa yourself, but they'll get Malchus. They'll get the same Malchus as Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. That'll be a second Afkamina. The second Afkamina would be, let's say they said Edus, that someone did something for which his Chai is two Malchus, three Malchus. They come into Bezdin, they say, like the Gemara of the case, they say he was plowing a field on Yom Tov of Klayim, and there was a Shav HaMar pulling it, they were muzzled. Like the Gemara of the case, we could be chayav five or six Malchus on one thing. So Edom come in, they say, Rube did something, he's chayav five Malchus for this one night. And they're successful. Bezdin gives him five Malchus. And then we'll mazim the Edom. Do the Edom get five Malchus or one Malchus? One, I mean one set of 39. Do they get five sets or one set? The way we learned before the Michas Chinuch, by Malchus you get Kasha Zaman, even Kasha Asa. Then we get five. According to the Michas Chinuch, and again, the Michas Chinuch himself says this, according to my Chiddush, it'll come out that if you try to get someone five Malchus and you're successful, so you don't get five, because Kasha Zaman like Kasha Asa. You get one set of Malchus, the Lishan of Reyach HaEchak. That's the second Nakhtimina. Of course, the third napkin leader would be by Mammon. If they did, Adam came into Bezin and they said, Slaymi is Chayiv Mammon, and Bezin did it out here. And you hold it, let's say you hold it from a Moyet, because it's normal like Hashem. Again, according to the Chassidim, they'll get Malkin. I said, Amber Echai Chaka, they'll get Malkin. Because they did something, Kasha also. They'll get Malkin. Now, if you hold that Mammon is Efshe B'Chazara, it's not called Kasha also, you won't get Malkin. But if you hold Kasha, Zomar like Kasha also really applies to Mammon, you'll just get Malkin because of, let's say, Amber Echai Chaka. So they're not getting it. Because she's not like Kashasa. So we might have to meet the Harugu and their rug. We're talking Kashasa when they're successful. So they won't get the Kashasaman the guy. They'll only get the Lysar Barefai Chaya. So this Nichas Chinuch is a new way of looking at it. There are many Turitim in the Rambam. But all the Turitim in the Rambam are divided into two categories. The Nichas Chinuch Tarot. That's the Lysan Bar Echai Chaka Dikadim. And everybody else's parents, the Yeshua, the Ophanera's parents, and Chaim, all the other Terutzim go into one category. They say that you get Malkus for Kasha Zaman, even Kasha Asa. And in the Chassidim, it says the Rambam is like the Kasha Zaman, like Kasha Asa. It says you get Malkus out, Lysan Bar Echai Chaka. Okay, so this is the Mechassidim. We will briefly return to the Mechassidim, these two Mahalkim tomorrow, to make sure that you have a full understanding. Tomorrow we'll try to finish the army, keep on